Good morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Emily. Yep. Oh, yep. Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah. Are you able to transport them to us? Yeah, the only we don't do home calls, so getting him to us would be your sort of only option. And if he needs like a stitch up or something like that, then we'd need him to go to a veterinary clinic anyway, if he needed like that wound to be surgically, stitched back together, depending on the wound. We've got lots of options and things like that as well, or even if there even is a wound. So your silky's in a really bad way, you were saying? Yeah, okay. Okay. No. Yeah. Yeah. So he wouldn't need antibiotics if he's got a wound or if he's got any kind of open injuries, because depending on what has attacked him, and then also having the wound is an introduction of bacteria and infection, and possibly pain relief as well. So those medications can come in tablet and liquid form, and you can put them in or on his favorite food, something you'll know he'll eat, especially if he's not handled well. So that way you don't have to handle him all the time. And that's a way. It just depends on the medication. So I don't know what the vet will dispense. We do have ones that go in the water. But it just depends on how strong of a medication he's gonna require. Nah. Yes, yeah. We are very experienced with handling drakes, of all shapes and sizes and behavioral things. So that'll be up to the vets, sort of can like recommend, like if that's what they think will be the best thing for him, just stress wise as well, because we don't want to be handling him and stressing him out. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, you will have to bring them in order to be assessed by a vet to get medication. I am, yeah, I have an appointment at 3:20. Okay, can I pop you on hold? I'll just have a chat to my vet. And were we, with the Silky, depending, like, is she a candidate for treatment, do you think? Or, okay. Yep, that's okay. All right. Oh, they are so stoic. Yeah. I'll just pop you on hold and I'll just have a chat to my vet because we close at 5 and I would need to give my vet at the very least an hour for the appointment. I just need to check if that'll be enough. So I'll just be one moment. you so much for holding. So I had a chat to my vet, and what she's recommended is that if it's at all possible, to get you to come straight down to us. If in the event that the Drake does need surgery, leaving it until later this afternoon will not give us ample time to be able to attend to his wounds if that is like what we need to do. And like, yeah, same with your hen. So if you, are you able to get down to us like ASAP? I'll just pop you on hold again and just have a chat to my vet. It's just, yeah, that's, it's still just, that's not going to give us time for, if you need surgery. But I'll just have one more chat. It'll be one moment. Thanks for holding there. Yeah, we'll book it in for 3:30. Okay. Now, have we seen any of your pets before? All right. Yeah, 22 Ashmole, Ashmole Road in Redcliffe. And I just need to grab some details to make a file before you go. So what was your first name? And your contact email address, please. Yep. And the number you're calling from ending in 760, best contact. And what is your home address? Okay, 100. Facer, was it? Was it 100? Yep. Yeah, okay. No worries at all. And I'm just jotting down this number. And what was your, I just need the details of the pets and then you're all good to go. So what's the chicken? Yep. And do they have names? And who's who? Okay. And the silky is a hen or a rooster? Yep. And how old are both of them? Two. So Frank. Yep. Frank is two. And how old is the Drake? 3 years? Yep. Okay. And what breed is he? Wonderful. All righty. Well, we'll see you at 3:30. Thank you. That's okay. Bye.